This is It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. It's the Beat is sponsored by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Jode.
Karen.
First Saturday in September.
I know. And what a beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. I mean, the weather has been gorgeous.
It's been great.
Yeah.
We
like
it.
How was your last weekend?
Oh, good. I did. Karen and I went to Omaha Fashion Week.
Oh, my gosh.
It's quite an experience, Jode.
Really?
It was a little too hot. It was underneath this tent.
Okay.
But the outfits, some of them were great. Some of them were very outlandish.
Which,
unbelievable. Nobody
really?
Would wear them.
Okay.
Yeah. So, which but is, it was I an experience. It was cool to see it. Yeah.
Did you feel like you were in Omaha?
Not at all. Uh-uh.
Okay.
No.
So it really
we were in New York, really.
It transported you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It was a New York experience in Omaha.
See,
so it
that's
was cool.
So neat. Yeah, yeah, I will have to go next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, definitely.
Wasn't able to
it's
go.
But it's just an experience. So where'd you
rave
go?
Rave reviews. You know what? I over the Labor Day weekend, I went to the Italiana Festival.
Yeah.
It was fabulous. Of course, you know, happy that the Cornhuskers won. Yeehaw! Fortunately, we made it. So,
yeah,
you know,
the
we're
hair
kinda,
of our chinny chin chin.
Yeah, playing some young players, but. Yeah. The Italian festival is a tradition. I have gone with, you know, I have a girlfriend of mine who was my best friend growing up all through high school, and her maiden name is Siciliano.
Oh,
couldn't
so
get more Italian
go.
Than that. So,
well,
of course,
you're a
it's tradition. That's right. So it's tradition to go with the Sicilianos.
Uh-huh.
And so it used to be at Peony Park, and it was
oh.
so fun. Then it was back. It just reminded you of, like, you were on the set of The Godfather.
Oh,
and
how cool.
this, you know, in the last yeah. few years, they've had it at the National Guard Armory. And, you know, it's
and
nice.
It's cool.
It's just fun to be around family, and they have a band. And,
well, you had a lot of
know,
meatballs.
A lot of meatballs uh-huh. and a sausage.
And a sausage. And
it's so good.
All right.
Yeah,
Jody.
So it was fun.
And speaking of nuts. Did we speak of it? Well, now we
well,
are.
Now we are. Absolutely.
Guess what? The best nut, number one. And I always forget about this nut, and I really like it. But it offers only 3 calories a piece. It's known as a skinny nut, low in fat, a lot
oh,
of fiber.
There's such a thing
starts
called
with a P.
Skinny nut. Pistachios.
Yes. Don't we love them, Jody?
Love them.
Pistachios. A great snack.
Yeah.
They are number
fabulous.
One in this list of healthiest nuts.
Well,
there's a lot of nuts around, but these
yeah.
are the good ones.
Well, Michael, our producer, of course, is saying he's the healthiest nut, but that's okay. We know that to be the case. God knows. I mean, we're all a little nutty.
No, but, really. It's like, really, a pistachio a day may keep, you know, the doctor away. Not an apple,
that.
A
no,
pistachio.
No, it's that data presented at the American yeah. Association for Cancer Research show that a diet that includes, you're right, a dose
yeah.
of pistachios could help decrease the risk of lung and other cancers.
Unbelievable, huh?
Okay, so
cashews
everyone, please
is
run
second.
Cashews, there's nothing
yeah.
finer.
I love
nothing
cashews.
Nothing finer. And pecans, peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of nuts, what is going on? Clint Eastwood is separating from his wife after 17 years.
Yeah, Dina. Did you see their show? Did
I
you
saw
see
her
show, show?
Yeah, I saw her show a few times. I think she was a little cuckoo. She was. What
she was.
It? She was trying to produce a boy band or something. And they
oh,
were living
yeah,
at
that's
her house.
Right, right.
And then she had kind of a crazy housekeeper.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, there's a huge age difference between them, 83 and 48. You know, when she first met him, she was going to fix him up with her mom.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, and then he liked her.
I just, you know, I guess what I'm thinking of and why it's so nutty is you're 83.
He's 83.
Why not just, you know what, live the rest of your life?
Yeah,
you know,
with
just
her.
Separated.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
You know, maybe you can date other people.
Yeah,
I mean this
I'm
has got to be, what, his fourth wife, maybe?
I have no idea. I don't know. Whatever. And
third.
What about the other separation? I don't
oh.
think this one was quite as surprising,
no.
was it?
No.
Michael
Catherine?
Douglas and
yeah.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. We could see that coming a mile
you know,
away.
You could. I think that's a shame. But they seem like she's, first of all, she was in for treatment, I think, for
mm-hmm.
bipolar.
Yeah,
that
right.
she had committed herself, I think, into, you know, a center where she could just get help for that. So living with somebody that's bipolar that isn't treated has to be very difficult.
Sure. But he had that illness, too. He
yeah,
had the throat
and he
cancer.
Had cancer and,
yeah.
and what he came out about. You know,
right.
just, I think it's.
But they
yeah.
have 2 kids. They're pretty young, 13 and 10. That's too bad.
It's tough to, you know, there's not a lot of Hollywood no. marriages that last.
No, I know.
There's few.
It's amazing. Brangelina.
I know.
That lasts. Isn't
yeah.
that amazing?
That's because they have, you know, 22 kids.
I know. And
they
have that,
do?
You know, they're bonded because
yes.
of those kids. They both love kids.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Well, I read this, Karen, I was touched. The Valerie Harper.
Uh-huh.
Remember her from Mary
yeah,
Tyler Moore?
Yeah, she's wonderful.
From Rhoda.
She's Rhoda.
Yeah. So she's competing on Dancing with the Stars despite the fact that she was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer.
She was actually supposed to be dead by
oh,
now.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't she incredible?
Oh, my gosh. She is incredible.
Yeah,
so,
she's 74. She had 3 months to live. They diagnosed that in March. But she's feeling strong and began practicing for the dance competition. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, I just
yay,
hope. You know
Rhoda.
What? Yeah.
We
go,
love her.
Go, Valerie.
Go, Rhoda.
And this is nice that she'll, you know, always mm-hmm. have that memory. Her kids and, you know, her mm-hmm. husband will have that memory.
She's great. Yeah. And we love baby news, right?
I love baby news. Let's hear. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, did you
a little
know Jimmy
Peapod.
Found? Jimmy, oh, Peapod.
That's Fergie. Fergie was in the Black Eyed Peas, so
that's
she had a little pod, Joe.
That's cute. What did she have?
A baby boy.
Oh, what'd she name it?
Look at, you don't want to know.
Oh, my God. Are
Axel.
You,
okay, oh, you know how you spell Axel?
Yeah.
A-X-L.
That's how they're spelling
yes,
Axel.
Yeah. Axel Jack Duhamel. Whatever.
Duhamel.
Duhamel.
Yeah, because Josh Duhamel is her husband. But
Duhamel, yeah.
7 pounds, 10 ounces. Okay, well.
Yeah, he's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, what other good news, Jode?
Seth Meyers from Saturday Night Live got hitched.
Isn't he adorable?
Yes, he got married
so
to a human rights lawyer, Alexi Ash, on Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. As a matter of fact, last weekend, over the Labor Day weekend, mm-hmm. Katie Couric,
she got engaged?
Yes, she got engaged at the Hamptons. My God.
I've never been
to
the Hamptons.
Oh, it's Stevie Winslow. I'm
Have
sure
you
it was
been?
At a party.
I've
no.
I've never been.
I've never been.
And I don't want to go either.
No, but she was, how exciting for her. He's yeah. about 6 or 7 years younger than her, and he's a financier.
And she's adorable.
And she's adorable.
So talented.
How wonderful.
Yeah, we're happy for, yay, Katie.
Yay, Katie.
And yay for us. We have a great show today, Joe.
Yeah, we do.
Uh-huh.
Tunette Powell.
What an amazing young
girl. Yeah,
wrote
the book, The Other Woman, award-winning inspirational speaker. And our next guest
is Al Anderson. He's a great musician, especially guitar player. He's in two bands. Texas Moon Band is one of them.
Oh, that's great.
And he'll be playing a little bit of his guitar for
Love
us.
Love it. And closing the show, Judy Mallory, Executive yeah. Director of Arts for All.
This Arts for All is amazing.
Oh, I can't
an
wait to hear about it.
Organization in Omaha.
It'll be
it's,
terrific.
It's for everyone.
We'll be right back with Tunette Powell.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care. But did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on Road Handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points. And we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at ShopYourWay.com. See store for details.
Membership streamlines business expenses.
At WiggleWorks, we help build animatronics for theme parks around the country. When we're on the road, we rack up a ton of expenses, but we're never weighed down with receipts.
Introducing Receipt Match on business cards from American Express Open. Just shoot your receipts with your smartphone, and they're matched up with your charges on your online statement.
I'm John Kaplan, and I'm a member of A Synchronized World.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does. Learn more at open.com. Terms and limitations apply.
It's The Beat, supported by FilmStream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater, now showing The Act of Killing. This chilling documentary shows Indonesian death squad leaders reenacting their crimes in a style of the American movies they love. Held over for one more week, The Spectacular Now, a sensitive coming-of-age love story, opening Friday, September 13th, is Salinger, a documentary about the reclusive writer's life and work. The Bollywood and Beyond series continues with Nishabad, a drama about a man who falls in love with his daughter's best friend. And our Forever Young family and children series continues with the Mel Brooks classic Young Frankenstein. FilmStream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Find out more and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org. The FilmStream's Forever Young Family and Children series offers screening of family-friendly films every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at FilmStream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. There's something for everyone in this showcase of classics, new and old. Tickets are just $2.50 for kids, 12 and under. Click FilmStreams.org for movies and showtimes or to buy tickets online. FilmStream's Forever Young Family and Children series is made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
We are so pleased today to have in the studio with us a young lady who has had a remarkable life. Her name is Tunette Powell, and she has told and has written a book about this, her amazing true story. And I think everyone should read this, Tunette. It's a very compelling book called The Other Woman. Hi, Tunette.
Hi, Tunette.
Glad you're here. And, you know, with that title, it's a surprise as to what the story is really about. So tell us, Tunette.
Absolutely. And initially, you know, when you first read, you know, you see the title, it's The Other Woman, you automatically think it's about a relationship. Mm-hmm. And it is. It is about drug addiction. And that, if you know someone who is addicted to drugs or any type of addiction, it is like this other relationship and this other life that they're leading. And so normally on the streets, they refer to drugs as a woman or a girl. Mm. So I took that street talk and I said, well, I want to call my book The Other Woman.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
So on the, I didn't realize that, did you, yeah, Karen? I didn't realize. So that is, so street talk is, so, but it, yes, it is, I mean, it's a general word for
it's a general
any
word.
Drug.
So you'll hear in a lot of like hip hop music and stuff like that, they'll always refer to drugs as a girl.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See, now we can understand hip hop.
Yeah.
Which in your book, Jeanette, in your book, I was noticing that it's not chapter one, chapter two, chapter three. It's track one, track two, track three. What's behind that?
Absolutely. And I kind of have this music theme because what really kind of got me writing this book was a 16-line rap that I wrote about my dad and kind of my life and the impact that his drug addiction had. And so I kind of wanted to embody that. Normally, like on a hip hop CD, there's about 16 songs on there, 16 tracks. And so I just wanted to keep that theme going. Mm-hmm. Even though how the sentences are written, I tried to keep it where it's upbeat. You know, it has like a little rhythm to it. I've heard that in reviews. So that's just something that I wanted to just embrace and embody and to just give people, you know, you're not just reading a book, it's an experience is what mm-hmm. I wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm. This is incredible. What made you decide to write this, Jeanette, to be so honest with everyone?
Yeah, and you know, it wasn't like this. I had this, you know, sit down and say I'm going to write a book and just tell people all about my life. It was more like I had a breaking point. And it was, I'm originally from San Antonio, and we moved here in 2010. And 6 months after I moved here, you know, my dad was on the phone, and my brother, we were on a three-way call, and my dad, he wanted drug money. And my brother was taking his money, saying, I'm not going to allow you to kill yourself. And I was in the middle, and my dad saying, tell him to give me my money. And my brother saying, tell him I'm not. And, you know, I'm going back and forth, and it's like I broke down. You know, yeah. I started to realize that it didn't matter how, you know, far I was away, that I was 15 driving hours, I'm still in the middle of this. Mm. So I just started writing. And after I wrote, you know, it all started to make sense. And I just kept on going. And at some point, I had to tell my family, hey, I'm writing a book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, and I did. And when I told my dad, I was really, really nervous because I love my dad so much. And I didn't want to make him feel like I was exposing him or that it was like a, you know, a bad tale about him or that, you know, anything like that. I wanted him to know that it was sincere. I felt like I had to. And when I asked him if I could, you know, interview him for the book, he said, I'll tell you everything you want to know. Mm. And he's
amazing.
Always been like that.
Wow. Mm.
And what was his addiction?
Crack cocaine.
For 30 years, you said.
Yep.
Before you were born, he started.
Before I was born. 2 years before I was born, that's when he first started using crack cocaine. And he's tried every drug. Heroin.
Yeah.
Crystal meth. You name it. And it started at, you know, 14. He was using marijuana. And then it just kind of grew from there.
Boy.
He's unbelievable.
So lucky to have you as a daughter who supports him. Mm-hmm. And really,
thank
as
you.
We were talking, you are like his parent now.
Mm-hmm.
You call him all the time to make sure he's okay.
Yeah.
And that's incredible. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, and I kind of just live by a theory that says that, you know, we want our parents to be able to play that role with their parent and we're a child. But I just feel like sometimes parents need us just as much as we need them.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what my life is about, if it's giving back to my father, keeping him alive, keeping him believing, then I'm willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm giving back and I'm giving my dad life. You know, I remember when I was a teenager, my dad told me I have no reason to live.
Mm.
You know, and that broke my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
now
totally.
To see that he feels that there's a reason to live, then I feel like by me and my brother standing there by his side,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, we've been a vital role in that.
Totally. And how did you personally overcome this? Because when you were young and in school, you were told that you were at risk.
Absolutely. And that was hard for me because when you're in a school environment, nobody sits you down and tries to figure out, you know, what's going on with you, you know, what's going on at home. So it's just, she's a bad kid.
Right.
You know, and I was labeled a very bad kid. And I did do some things that were bad. A lot of that was acting out, you know, not having a father. Not having, if you grow up without one of your parents, it's going to affect you. You don't put those pieces together when you're young, but when you get older, you definitely do. And mm-hmm. so a lot of it was I wanted attention, and it
sure.
didn't matter if it was negative attention
mm-hmm.
or positive attention. I just wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do things to get the teacher's attention in class.
You needed it because you obviously lacked
absolutely.
It. Where, was your mom in the picture?
My mom was definitely in the picture. My mom is, oh, what a beautiful soul. I'm blessed. If my mom had been anybody else, I don't think I would be sitting in this seat.
Okay.
And I honestly mean that. My mother was one who, she started out in the 80s making $2.95 an hour. And it was well below minimum wage, even for the 80s. And she just up until May, she was working at her company. And now she's going to be doing her, start her own business. But she left making $110,000 a year.
Oh, good for
so
her.
So that's just showing you. She didn't go to college, but she did, you know, definitely pave the way for us. So she really, you know, we had struggles early on, but now my mom is doing really, really well.
That's wonderful.
And she's in San Antonio?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, all my family's in San Antonio. It's just my husband and my two boys.
You live here?
We're here at Offutt Air Force Base.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your job here, Junia?
I am a program director for the Boys and Girls Club.
Isn't that great?
And it's amazing.
Well, Tunette, so you're giving back. You're giving back through this book. You're giving back through Boys and Girls Club.
Absolutely.
And the book, it's pretty raw. Is that correct?
It is.
It's raw. It's real. You're not holding back anything.
No.
Your dad probably said, hey. And so I had asked you if your dad was still struggling with drug addiction.
And my dad, you know, he's in this stage where he's much better. So, like, in the book, I talk about how he had three-day binges where we wouldn't see my dad for 3 days. It was just nothing but highs. And I go through what he did each hour of those 3 hours. And now it's at a point where, you know, the struggle now is to go an extended period of time without using drugs. So he could be good for a month or 2 months, and then he has, you know, a slip-up here and there. And that's what we're working on now, is to get him to that point where even when he feels that low period sometimes, or even when he has this urge, that he can tell it no, you know, for a longer time. And we're getting there.
Yeah, you're incredible, Junette. Personally, besides your mom, who was a very positive influence, what saved you from that life?
Oh, well, my mom has a big hand in that.
She,
and I will say
did.
That when I was growing up, I didn't always see it that way. You know, I thought my mom, you know, was that mother-daughter kind of in high school. You know, I wanted attention from guys, and I didn't want to listen to my mom. Aside from that, I would have to say my faith. You know, that's the number one thing, is that, you know, my belief in God was huge. It kept me, I shouldn't be sitting here. Like, I did so many wrong things.
Well,
I made a lot of mistakes, you know, and so I feel like, but I felt like it was that mixed in with writing. You know, I came from
education.
Absolutely. And I feel like that was like the main thing. My senior year of high school, I wasn't going to graduate because I had skipped so much. And I had really good grades, but I had skipped so much that they said the only way you can graduate is if you do all this stuff to make up the time you skipped. But it was the journalism class that I took that kept me grounded and kept me going. And even now, the only way I was able to do any of the things that I'm doing now was because I had dropped out of school for 4 years. But when we moved here, I went back to school. I went to UNO, and UNO, gosh, like, it just, everything opened up for me. It was just a magical place where I could just be myself, think, you know, be smart.
Yeah.
And it really helped me.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, truly.
Really,
yeah. I mean, and to put your words,
story,
it's like your own journal, you know, basically it's healing. And probably every word that you wrote on this paper and in this book is a healing process for you, which is terrific. And you are going to be
speaking? Where are you going to be speaking?
Yes. So I have been selected for TEDx Omaha, which is a really, really incredible thing for me and my family, because I applied last year and I didn't get it last year. So for me to be chosen this year is just huge for me. The theme this year is influence, and the title of my speech is Under the Influence. And I'll be talking about how my father influenced my life, even though he was under the influence.
Oh,
and,
my gosh. And how does one get a ticket to go see
so
you?
So tickets go on sale September 9th.
Okay.
And TEDx Omaha, they have a website. It will be constantly in the Omaha Road Herald and then the Reader. There'll be lots of promotion for it. It's going to be heavily promoted. It'll be at Creighton on October 26th. It is a full day of events where we'll have speakers like myself, but there'll be biochemists, there'll be vice presidents of corporations. There'll just be a wide variety of just,
wow.
I mean, you want to be there because everybody's topic, I mean, mine is, you know, about my father, but there will be so many different topics, that just a wide range. And I think that it's an excellent thing for the community.
Well, it's terrific. The Other Woman by Tunette Powell. And Amazing.
Do we go online to get your book?
Absolutely. So you can go online, or in Omaha, you can go to The Bookworm.
The Bookworm. Okay.
The Bookworm has it, and it's also online, TanettePyle.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com.
Well, I think this is a must read.
It is a must
for
read.
It everyone,
truly is,
really.
Tunette. And thank you so much for,
thanks,
for sharing
Tunette.
Your time in our studio, and the best of luck
thank
to you,
you
in your future.
Thank you.
How many of us have called a contractor only to have them spout off a bunch of construction lingo that doesn't make any sense? I'm Dan Thompson from Thompson & Thompson Third Generation, and I suggest first doing a little research before calling for an estimate. ThompsonThird.com is a great reference for roofing options, siding, windows, and gutters, with links to major suppliers and manufacturers. Second, decide what your budget is. And third, call Thompson & Thompson Third Generation at 296-6051 or click ThompsonThird.com.
When you put your signature on something, it means you're standing behind it. You're making it your own. That's the feeling behind the new signature salads and sandwiches at the newly inspired Spirit World Cafe. So, when you and your pals from work want to enjoy something wonderful for lunch, or you and your spouse want to have a delicious dinner before the show, come in and try the new signature salads and sandwiches on the fresh new Spirit World Cafe menu. Spirit World at 75th and Pacific and at spiritworldwine.com.
Your Sunday afternoons can be the most profitable and most valuable part of your week. Invest an hour with the Asking Price radio program. Join Ted Price, the Stock Babe, and Ted's merry band of financial experts as they bring you a unique look into the market, finance, currencies, and more. There really is nothing like Asking Price with Ted Price. Brought to you by Allies Limited. Sunday afternoons at 2 here on the Mighty 1290 Coil and Mighty1290Coil.com.
Is getting up and down stairs becoming a safety issue for you or a loved one? Do you have a scooter or wheelchair that you'd like to transport? Cole's Pharmacy and Home Care at 127th and Q has your solution and is having a huge sale. Save hundreds on stair glides, aluminum and wood ramps, custom built for you, even vehicle lifts. Cole's is committed to your health and safety. Get a free estimate today and save big. Call 402-408-1990. That's 408-1990.
It's The Beat, supported by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater, now showing The Act of Killing. This chilling documentary shows Indonesian death squad leaders reenacting their crimes in a style of the American movies they love. Held over for one more week, The Spectacular Now, a sensitive coming-of-age love story, opening Friday, September 13th, is Salinger, a documentary about the reclusive writer's life and work. The Bollywood and Beyond series continues with Nishabad, a drama about a man who falls in love with his daughter's best friend. And our Forever Young family and children's series continues with the Mel Brooks classic Young Frankenstein. Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Find out more and purchase advanced tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org. The Filmstream's Forever Young Family and Children series offers screening of family-friendly films every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. There's something for everyone in this showcase of classics, new and old. Tickets are just $2.50 for kids, 12 and under. Click filmstreams.org for movies and showtimes or to buy tickets online. Filmstream's Forever Young Family and Children series is made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Welcome back to the studio. Joining us is Al Anderson. Al is what we've referred to as the music man. He's a guitarist. He has two groups of his own, Texas Moon and the new seven-piece Syncopated Swing. Welcome.
Hi, Al. Good
Hi.
To see you. I've seen Al play.
You
he's,
have?
He's rocking, yeah. Yeah, it's really good, Al. You're all over the place, aren't you?
I guess.
A bunch of other bands,
yeah,
you know?
There's a bunch of other groups. I work with Stan Galley and Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He calls it Stuff because it's a bunch of guys. And
you play Stuff.
We play Stuff, yes.
Of course you do.
And you play everything, right? From jazz standards, blues.
Yeah, yeah. Growing up, I learned from a guitar instructor in Council Bluffs named Bernie Evans. And Bernie was a musician, had just gotten a guitar, hadn't been on the guitar much before me, but he'd been playing sax and mandolin and banjo and everything else, so the guitar wasn't that big of a stretch for him. And so, you know, I just followed his lead.
And you just picked it up.
I've tried it,
and it's not easy for me.
Well, it wasn't easy for me the first 10 years either.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, Bernie.
You persevered.
Bernie kicked me in the butt and said, come on and do it.
There you go.
Now, Texas Moon, so I'm taking it just by the name. Is this country music?
Well, we'd like to think we're a country band, but we're really a variety band because we'll do the waltzes, the polkas, the rumbas, the ballads.
Cool. Where do you play at mostly?
Mostly at American Legion Post 1.
Okay. And your daughter, you know, you have a lovely daughter, Karen Anderson, who I know and adore, and she's she's in Lincoln.
She's going to college in Lincoln, yeah.
And she has sung in your band, right?
Yes, yes.
All right.
She is the apple of my eye.
I know. Yeah. She's wonderful.
She's great.
And your first wife, Jan, her mother was wonderful also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Terrific. And she's a beautiful child. And she also sang one of my songs I remember, From a Child's Eyes. We have her on an album.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
his daughter. Okay.
Yeah.
That's my kid.
Well,
she's great.
Wonderful.
She's good, yeah, she's great. But so, Al, what's your favorite to play, do you think? Or just twang us a little thing.
It depends on the day and the time and the
All
moment.
Right. Well, Al's sitting here with his guitar on his lap, waiting. He's going to surprise us.
I have no idea. I'm just
okay. We'll just listen. Whatever comes. Isn't that pretty, Jody?
Nice.
It's so pretty, and you memorize everything. You don't. Do you have sheet music when you're, you know, in your band? You just memorize it.
Music?
It's all in your head.
It's a foreign thing that we talk about.
See, that's incredible to me.
I learned reading music.
Uh huh.
But then Bernie started working with me,
and then.
Okay.
See, that takes a lot of talent.
Yeah, it does.
And then you pretty soon you learn to go.
Yeah, you learn to do that.
That's the basic, okay.
Ooh.
But how about guitarists like the Jose Felicianos where it's very intricate? Do you do much of that?
I used to, but I don't much anymore.
It's difficult. Yeah.
Yeah. It's you know.
Oh my gosh!
Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
you know, there's all kinds of stuff.
And you teach too, Al.
Yeah, I still teach. I've been teaching since 1978.
Okay, well, great.
No, 76 actually.
Well, how does one get a hold of you if they want to take a lesson from you? Just Al Anderson.
al_anderson@cox.net.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
You want to play like Al, it should be great. It would take me about 30 years, so I think.
Well, I think it's wonderful, Al. And it's, you know, again, your two groups, Texas Moon and, again, the new 7-piece Syncopated Swing. Is there something you could play as we exit? Right,
our exit music.
A happy...
Woo!
Oh.
Woo! All right, go, Joe.
Yeah, this has got to be from the Texas Moon.
Al Anderson, everyone.
Yeah.
Woo!
Thanks, Al.
You bet. Thank you.
Looking for inspiration? Or wonder if God is really there to help you in every time of need? If so, tune in and find answers on the Christian Science Sentinel Radio Edition. Hear people testify to the power of prayer and God's ever presence.
That message of salvation is present whether you're at a stoplight, in your business office, or on a school ground. That's the good news.
That's Sentinel Radio. Tune in for the good news.
Sunday mornings at 8 on the Mighty 1290.
You have a closet full of clothes, but only a couple of pieces fit. We know that problem. In October, next month, your clothes will fit again. Just come to us at High Tech Weight Loss. If you're overweight, you've had a tough summer. Let's make it an easy fall. 4 weeks from now, your clothes will fit again. On the High Tech program, there's no special food to buy, and guess what? You won't be hungry. Our doctor's prescription will help you lose weight lightning fast. Our average patient loses 30 pounds in just 4 weeks. Almost 10 years in Omaha, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. So call now for your free consultation. 402-453-LOSE. That's 402-453-5673 or Google High-Tech Weight Loss Omaha. Our doctors, nurses, and counselors are ready to help. Evening and Saturday appointments available. Call High-Tech Weight Loss at 402-453-LOSE and get ready to lose the weight you hate.
Booth registration is now open for the Buy the Big O Show. As a business member, the Buy the Big O Show is your chance to put your company in front of more than 5,000 people, connect with new customers face-to-face, and generate more sales. Be part of the synergy and excitement October 9th. Exhibitor booths fill quickly, so reserve yours today at buythebigoshow.com. One day, one place, countless opportunities. Presented by the Greater Omaha Chamber, the Buy the Big O Show, here to help your business thrive.
It's The Beat, supported by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater, now showing The Act of Killing. This chilling documentary shows Indonesian death squad leaders reenacting their crimes in a style of the American movies they love. Held over for one more week, The Spectacular Now, a sensitive coming-of-age love story, opening Friday, September 13th, is Salinger, a documentary about the reclusive writer's life and work. The Bollywood and Beyond series continues with Nishabad, a drama about a man who falls in love with his daughter's best friend. And our Forever Young family and children series continues with the Mel Brooks classic Young Frankenstein. Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Find out more and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org. The Filmstream's Forever Young Family and Children series offers screening of family-friendly films every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. There's something for everyone in this showcase of classics, new and old. Tickets are just $2.50 for kids, 12 and under. Click filmstreams.org for movies and showtimes or to buy tickets online. Filmstream's Forever Young Family and Children series is made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hi, welcome back. We're joined by Judy Mallory, who's the Executive Director of Arts for All. Welcome, Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Thanks.
So
it's
good
certainly
to have
nice
you
to
here.
Be here, too. Yeah.
Well, it's wonderful for you to join us in the studio. And I think Karen and I both are so interested in this program. Mm. What is Arts for All? What is it all about?
To me, it is an arts education organization with a mission that says we want everyone to participate in the arts, so we make it available and affordable for all.
For all kids? You're talking about kids?
Not just kids.
Oh, and adults.
Say you wanted to take a guitar class with your daughter. You certainly could. We've done some things at senior centers. We work on early childhood development programs. We also try to bring in, when we can, people with special needs. And
oh,
so
terrific.
Isn't that wonderful?
We really try to make it available
yeah.
for everyone as best we can. But primarily the focus is on children and youth.
And your background, I mean, I love that you were influenced by your Hungarian culture.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yes. I know. I love that.
Oh, thank you.
Because you said you were taught the value, curiosity, education, lifelong learning, and the arts. So your father was a photographer?
He
and
was.
A musician?
And a musician, uh-huh. but he also had other jobs to support the family.
Right,
but I grew
of course.
Up in an environment that really focused on the arts.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And see, that's a great legacy that he has in you.
And we're talking about the different classes and obviously, you know, the dynamic arts education program that you run throughout. What I think is compelling is that some of your students are homeless. Some come from very low-income families. And
yes.
some are only able to attend lessons, you know,
for $8?
Yeah. For $8? Uh-huh. I mean, that's terrific. You
but
know,
some also can only attend if we offer something at a public school, for example.
Okay.
And that way it solves the problem of transportation and the cost of the class, if it's through a grant or a donation or the PTA helps put something together.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make it really available for everyone in the most effective ways that we can. We are at camps and youth organizations during the summer and summer school, and we do birthday parties or whatever, as long as it's considered uh-huh. education, then that's what we do.
And it's all education.
It is.
It really is.
It really is.
What would life be without the arts?
Yeah,
thank
I
you.
Mean, truly.
I
truly
really agree.
Not life, really.
Thank you. I
yeah.
agree.
No,
yeah,
and
really.
I think it's wonderful.
That is true.
General art, cartooning, drawing, comic book illustration. Who would have thought? I mean, mm-hmm. that's so terrific.
And
that
we have wonderful, absolutely amazing instructors. We really are so fortunate. And we're giving them opportunities to share their talents with others, and it also allows them to do some things that they really enjoy, because many times to survive in the arts, you may not always have the job that you love
doing
8 to 5 kind of thing. So
And you have Saturday classes,
yes,
too.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
That's great.
I think of it like one-stop shopping, for example, saving people the time. And say you have a child, maybe 3 children, and you come in and you want one to go to dance and another one to go to violin and another one to do creative writing or an art class. And you can take something at the same time yourself. Uh-huh. We have classes still designed for specific ages, but it saves you all that extra driving besides the cost is much
And you're
lower.
Located at a lot of places, right?
Yes.
Is there 7 locations? Is that right?
I believe
including
so.
Schools?
Mm-hmm. Not including schools.
Okay.
It's 7 public locations.
Got it.
Plus
okay.
schools. Boy.
Plus schools and youth organizations. We're at the Edmondson Youth Organization in North Omaha.
Uh-huh.
And so their kids are after school, just like ours, but it's just that particular group of students that come there. Some of them are Title 20 students that are able to participate only because of this kind of program.
Wow, and I read you had 70 instructors. Isn't that amazing?
But some of them are part-time. Well, they're all part-time.
Yeah, okay.
But yes, and
but
some
still,
may only work one day a week, and some may work 5 days a week for us, too. It just depends.
You just have a multitude of talent. And
we do. Oh, yeah. We're so fortunate. Our instructors really are very talented and dedicated, too, trying to juggle all of this.
Yeah, I think the arts just saves a lot of people. Like we had Tunette on, who was our earlier guest, and she was saved by her education and her writing.
Oh,
she wrote a
yes.
book about her father. And, I mean, and you look what you're doing for all these kids.
Well,
you just
it,
don't
it,
know.
It helps develop self-esteem. Mm-hmm. I had someone, a teacher who was sharing about a child in her drama class and how she had really come out of her shell. And it's not that she wants to grow up to be an actress, but it certainly gave her confidence, helped her develop empathy about thinking about others and when you're playing the part of someone else and what it might be like to be them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think all of the arts can impact your life.
It's wonderful. And so if somebody wanted to, you know, go to one of your classes, how do they find out about this?
Okay.
Arts for All.
We have many things going on right now. I wanted to say we have a website, www.artsforallinc.com. We have to have the INC there. .com, and then you can register for classes. We're taking late registration. We changed our times a little this year to accommodate for OPS coming back a little bit earlier, and so the holiday came up this last weekend, and so we're still taking registrations for classes this
coming
week.
Okay, wonderful.
But we're also opening a theater program.
Yeah, here we go.
Fun.
And
that's
we're going to be at the former John Beasley Theater in the South Omaha Y.
Great.
Oh, good.
And we're going to have a performance the second 2 weeks in November of Midsummer Night's Dream. So we're looking for auditions coming up in September.
And that's at 30th and Q Street,
is
that right?
It is at 30th and Q. And we're looking to have a great performance to celebrate the opening of this theater and giving children and youth, primarily, that's who's going to be performing there, focusing on them and the opportunities to be in a real stage and do some real theater work.
Well, Judy. Boy.
And then I need to tell you one more thing about this program at Fontenelle Forest.
Yeah,
and it's a partnership with 2 other organizations in the forest and bringing in a program called the Green Revolution that's coming through the Smithsonian. And there's a fantastic Omaha artist by the name of Bart Vargas, who is working with the students from Completely Kids Arts for All.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's also the Girls Inc.
Uh-huh.
We each have a chance, our particular youth organization has a chance to work on building a forest of trees made of bottles and paper and other things that are recyclable
Isn't that cool?
things.
Like junk. I mean,
absolutely.
With all the junk
but
that
you're
you throw
make
away.
Trees out of it. And so it's going to be inside the lobby area. Reception area at Fontenelle Forest, and it's going to be a forest, and all the kids are going
terrific.
To put this together, and it'll be ready for public view in October, and it's just something to watch.
Oh, that's thrilling.
Develops.
I love that.
Yeah, I do, too. It's going to be fun.
Well, you're just doing so many wonderful things, Judy, with your program. She is the director of Arts for All, and thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Just, you know, enlightens all these people's lives, especially young kids who wouldn't have that chance.
That's right. True. But thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this with the public.
Well,
getting the word out is always crucial.
It is crucial. But thank you for offering this program to the public.
Oh, we
appreciate
it.
That.
It is
thank
fun.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.
Best of luck, Judy.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Do you suffer from pain after shingles, PHN? The symptoms of PHN can be debilitating. The deep, burning pain and extreme skin sensitivity can greatly impact the quality of your life. Heartland Clinical Research is conducting a 21-week clinical research study of a once-daily investigational medication compared to inactive placebo for the pain of PHN. If you have experienced the persistent pain for more than 3 months, call Heartland Clinical Research for more information at 402-502-9364. That's 402-502-9364.
Have you stopped to think about safety concerns and how it relates to hearing? Our range of hearing shrinks from hundreds of feet to 1 foot for some people. You are vulnerable if you can't hear. From the sounds of traffic to the whisper sounds of speech, we need to hear well. Enhance your senses. Correct your hearing at Glassman Hearing.
Come get jazzed at the Loves Jazz and Arts Center, one of the most vibrant cultural organizations in the greater Omaha area. Enjoy the exhibits, youth and arts, and other events, as well as live music on the first and third Friday of every month. Loves Jazz and Arts Center is a place that'll impress your friends. Let Loves Jazz and Arts Center host your next event. Located at the corner of 24th and Lake, they're open Tuesday through Friday from 11 to 5 and Saturday from 11 to 3. Become a member today. For more information, call 402-502-5291 or click lovesjazzartcenter.org.
Isn't it time for your parents to start loving the way they live? Dial Retirement Communities is senior living redesigned. Our lifestyle programs and amenities at Elkridge Village, Fountain View, and Ridgewood are catered to the young at heart. We invite you to experience one of our state-of-the-art communities firsthand. Visit drcomaha.com. Dial Retirement Communities has been committed to superior health and well-being, extraordinary service, and compassionate care since 1959. Love the way you live. drcomaha.com.
Summer days are longer than the days in any of the other seasons, but like a crackling campfire, they eventually cool off and turn into the colorful, flirtatious days of fall. Right now, you're enjoying your garden, and why not? You called Kinghorn Gardens and developed a master plan created by their design branch, Drop Seed Studio. But all too soon, the changing of the seasons will transform the fireworks displays of the 4th of July into a fountain of fall color from the palette of Mother Nature herself. So maximize your outdoor moments. Celebrate your surroundings. Be prepared for the explosion of beauty to come with a call to Kinghorn Gardens. Celebrate the place where you live. Click kinghorngardens.com for eye-popping photos. You'll also find them on Facebook. See for yourself why homeowners and businesses alike are telling others about Drop Seed Studio, the design branch of Kinghorn Gardens. Kinghorn Gardens, creating beautiful experiences.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Jode,
Karen.
Interesting show.
It
wasn't
was interesting. Tunette Powell is.
I love her.
Just amazing. Has an amazing story.
She does. What a survivor.
Yeah.
Isn't she?
You know, to come out the other end and to be successful and
absolutely.
To write a book. And what she talked about is how, you know, her father, of course, you know, has this addiction
crack
to crack cocaine.
Yeah.
And yet her mother, thank God, was a pillar of strength. Mm-hmm. That's what got her through. But she said, you know, she admittedly, you know, had said that she was defiant in her school years.
Teen years. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, she was just seeking attention.
She came out on top.
She came out.
Mother and education.
UNO. Right.
Look at the education.
Graduated,
here.
Wrote this great book called The Other Woman, which is just terrific.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. So she was very interesting. I was inspired by her. And
yeah,
you know
absolutely.
What? She was like a firecracker.
She's
she
a great
go,
public
go, go.
Speaker. That's what she does. She's gotten awards on public speaking.
Has she?
Yeah,
oh, I didn't know that.
Isn't that
is terrific.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And thank you, Al Anderson. He's a wonderful guitar player.
And he plays mainly by ear, doesn't he? I mean, he doesn't listen to a
doesn't
lot
need
of...
the sheet music.
Yeah.
He's in Texas Moon Band and one other band. He's all over Omaha.
Yes.
And we ended with Judy Mallory. Isn't she incredible?
She is so sweet. She's the executive director of Arts for All. I think it's terrific that they offer these programs for kids less fortunate and adults less fortunate.
Right. That's an inspiration. We had a very inspiring show today.
Yeah, and it's drama and music programs. I think she said it over, you know, 7 locations, but in schools as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's terrific. It's not just music and art. It's
everything.
Right.
What'd you say? Cartoon, drawing, theater.
Yes, theater.
Anything in the arts.
And there was something. What is it? Midsummer Night's Dream.
They're doing that show.
Yeah, and the old John Beasley Theater.
Right. 30th and Q.
Yeah, so that'll be terrific.
Yeah, that's something to look forward to.
Oh, you know what? It's so nice to see all these people that are, you know, inspirational, that offer and give back. And I think that's what's so nice about our show,
mm-hmm.
is that we can expose these great, wonderful, and give them kind of the platform.
In Omaha, in our own city. It's wonderful.
Just to say, hey, you know what? There's nothing better than giving back, because I think we're all blessed. And especially when you look back at Tunette and her, I'm sure that had to have been a horrible life. She is, as you said in the interview, Karen, she's playing the role of the parent.
Uh-huh.
And she's taking care of her dad.
She calls her dad every day, make sure he's okay.
Yeah.
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 Boy, what a woman.
And a woman. Unconditional love, that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
You know,
she's terrific.
Yeah. So I hope we learn a lot from her.
Yeah.
What's going on with, you know, there's a lot of buzz about the, you know, Princess Diana, the movie, but I hear some good news about your play in Minneapolis.
We're so excited, Jody. They actually decided to remount the musical. It did so well this summer. They are going to have it for 5 weeks, the whole month of November.
In Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific. And
it's actually St. Paul.
Okay.
But so if any of our listeners know anybody in the Twin Cities, you know, we will, next week I'll have the email address for you. That you can go online, you can get tickets, because it's the same cast.
Oh, it is
and
the same cast. And
wonderful.
We interviewed her. Yeah. We interviewed Diana, right?
Yeah,
the actress who played Diana. She was wonderful.
Michaela, she was wonderful.
Oh,
I'm so,
good for
Elaine
you.
And I are so excited. But anyway, Joe, because of that, I wanted to play one of my favorite songs from the musical called Charles, I Need Help, Please, which you can tell from the title what that is. And here we go.
Absolutely adore you. You smile, you wave, and wear a pretty dress, and they love you. I should think that would make you extremely happy. What else could you possibly want? You're whining and crying. Please, won't you care for me? I cannot tolerate your incessant depressions. Charles, why won't you look at me? Goodbye, Diana. I cannot be late.
Thanks for listening, everyone. It was a wonderful show. We will see you next week.
See you next week. And we'll end today, since next week, it is September 11th, so I'll end today with my song, His Name Was Freedom, sung by the Maynard Triplets.
On the way to work, at an outdoor cafe, sitting down to drink my coffee. Something made me look away. When I turned my head, I saw him. He was staggering around, looking lost, or maybe he was found. So I offered him some water, and he quickly drank it down. He said he'd been in battle in that beautiful new town, and he showed of Florida sand.